Press TV News in Brief. Bahraini protesters have staged a rally in the town of Sitra to denounce Saudi Arabia's execution of top Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr earlier this month. They condemned Riyadh for targeting activists and reformists. Riyadh has come under fire over its deadly crackdown on dissent. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman slammed a final statement of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which condemned Tehran for the attacks on Saudi Arabia's diplomatic missions. Hossein Ejabri Ansari accused the body of serving the interests of Riyadh, calling the statement contrary to international law and the OIC charter. Tunisian President Bejaid Essebsi has warned that Daesh terrorists could use the recent unrest to sneak into the country from neighboring Libya. He said that the government intends to introduce plans to reduce the unemployment rate. The country has been placed under a nighttime curfew over violent anti-government protests. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say at least four people have been killed and an unspecified number of others injured in a school shooting in Saskatchewan. Suspects also been taken into custody in connection with the shooting, which took place in La Loche community. A huge blizzard has begun to hit the U.S. East Coast and is expected to dump near record levels of snow from Washington, D.C. to New York. Thousands of flights have also been canceled and people have been told to stay home. The storm has so far left a few people dead. In Venezuela, opposition lawmakers have dismissed President Maduro's bid to declare a state of economic emergency. They argue that Maduro's move was a threat to free enterprise and jobs. Emergency measures would have allowed the administration to impose currency controls and take other interventionist moves in the recession-hit economy. As Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy rebuffed suggestion by King Felipe to form a government due to lack of support in parliament. Spain's royal palace issued a statement saying the king will hold a fresh round of consultations to choose another candidate. Police in the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince fired tear gas to disperse protesters outraged by officials' decision to postpone the upcoming presidential runoff vote, and that over security concerns. Now this as the opposition candidate Jude Celestine called for a boycott of the vote, alleging fraud in the first round.